Precious Heavenly Father, Almighty God, we thank you tonight, even for this wonderful time that you've given us. We thank you, Father, for gathering us as your children in this thy divine presence. Father God Almighty, we pray, Father God, even as we commit this service now into thine hands, that you might come and take over. Lord Jesus, we believe that, Lord, it's your promise that wherever two or three are gathered in my name, then thy midst I will be. I pray, Lord God Almighty, that you might put this man aside, that, Father, you might come yourself, O God, and speak through the lips of clay. Heavenly Father, we pray tonight, may you give us unction of the Holy Spirit. Father God Almighty, may give us grace enough to stretch forth our hands, Father, and to have a bite of that manna in that golden pot. Lord Jesus, we believe that, Lord God Almighty, you are with us tonight as we pray, committing the reading of the word, the preaching of the same, and the hearing of the same into thine precious sins, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Wonderful Christian greetings tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I will not go take much of your time. Let us go straight into the Bible. I believe, like the brothers were saying, this is one of the most difficult times we've passed through as a church. But we believe that God will help us. Everything has been predestinated. Therefore, we know that God in everything has his own way. So let us open our Bibles in Psalms chapter 82. Psalms chapter 82. We shall read from verse 1. The Bible says, God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, he judgeth among the gods. How long will he judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. You can read from there. Defend the poor and the fatherless, do justice to the afflicted and needy. Verse 3.
Tongerai naka, zavarombo nenerera. Ruramisirai vanotambudzika na vanoshayiwa vose.
Deliver the poor and the needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked.
Sunungurai varombo nevashayiwi. Varwirei paruoko rwakaipa.
They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness, all the foundation of the earth are out of course.
Havazivi, havanzwisisi. Vanofamba famba murima, neyo dzose dzapasi dzinozununguka.
I have said, ye gods, and all of you are children of the Most High.
Ndakati muri vamwari, mose muri vanakomana vokumusoro-soro.
But he shall die like men and fall like one of the princes.
Kunyange zvakadaro, muchafa savanhu, muchafa somumwe wamachinda.
Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations.
Simukai mwari, mutongere pasi, nokuti ndudzi dzose dzichava nhaka yenyu.
May the Lord add blessings to the reading of his word as we take our seats.
Mwari varopafadze kuverengwa shoko ravo, tichigara hedu pasi.
Once again, I greet you tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Zvakare ndokwasai mose muzita
raTenzi Jesu Kristu. I believe you are all happy.
Ndotenda kuti muri kufara mese.
Amen. I believe you are all happy.
Ndotenda kuti muri kufara mose.
And I believe that God will help us tonight.
Ndotenda kuti Mwari achatibatsira madekwana.
Amen. Amen. You know, I'm a nosy person.
Munoziva handiri munhu anoita zvekubatikana
nefu. So I believe you will be with me tonight.
Ndotenda kuti muchange muchi
now, for a title tonight, I want to take my title from verse
6.
I want to take a small thought from there. I have said ye are gods. Now this is Jesus Christ at one time.
Jesus,
he had an argument with the Pharisees.
Akava negakava nema Pharisees.
And when he had an argument with the Pharisees,
Bagava negakava here.
Jesus Christ has said, I am the Son of God.
Jesus Christ anga ati ndiri mwana wa Mwari.
So when he said, I am the Son of God,
Baga ndiri mwana wa Mwari.
The Pharisees took stones.
Vafarisii vakatora matombo.
And they wanted to stone him.
Vaida kumutaka.
Now Jesus then asked them a question.
Jesus ndobva avabvunza.
Why do you want to stone me?
Ko munoda kunditakirei?
For which of these good works that I have done?
Ko kuti nenyaya kuti mundaita mabasa akanaka here?
For which one of these works are you stoning me for?
Ko zvino ndinyaya ipi yamoda kunditemera?
They said, no, we are not stoning you for any of the good works.
Kada hatikumbokutemera zvese zvakanaka.
But we want to stone you for blasphemy.
Asa kutakira nyaya
yekumura. Because you said you are the Son of God.
Kuti wazviti uri mwana waMwari.
Therefore you have made yourself of God.
So
the Pharisees,
Pharisee,
despite being lost, they had a revelation that if somebody is a son of God, then that person has to be a God. So because he is a son of God, so they said, we want to stone you for blasphemy. Because you say you are the Son of God, therefore you are making yourself equal to God. So because of that, I'm sure this man had a revelation that we are then taught by the prophet in the center, which is the law of reproduction. Amen, amen, amen. According to the law of reproduction, everything must bring forth after its own kind. Whatever has been produced, it must bring forth after its own kind. So a banana must bring forth a banana. An apple must bring forth an apple. A monkey must bring forth a monkey. A dog must bring forth a dog. And if ever God is going to bring forth whatever God brings forth, it has to be God, because God cannot bring anything else besides God himself. So the Bible says, I have said you are. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. That is why the David is saying, God shall judge in the congregation of the mighty. So it's not a congregation of the weak. Don't worry, my brother. You might think you are weak. You are not weak, my brother. You might think you are weak, church. You are not weak, church. Because God is judging in the congregation of the mighty. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Because he himself, he is almighty. So if the almighty produces, he produces the mighty. Amen. Because that is the law. That is how it works. Amen, amen, amen. That is why as believers, we don't believe in evolution. Amen, amen, amen. That a monkey became a baboon and a dam, and then it became a human being. We don't believe that nonsense. Amen. Hallelujah. Human beings have always been human beings. Dogs. Dogs have always been dogs. Now for us to understand this, let us go back to the beginning. Amen, amen, amen. Let us go back to the beginning. Because Brother Branham says, if you go to the beginning, if you are reading a book, and in the book it says, John and Mary lived happily ever after. If you want to understand who John and Mary is, don't stick to the last chapter. Go back to the first chapter. And when you go back to the first chapter, you can then understand who John and Mary are. Amen. Glory. Now here. Now Brother Branham says, let us go back to 100 million years.
100 million
before there was ever a star. Amen. Now we are talking about a prophet now. He is now taking us beyond Genesis. Amen. He is taking us. I've heard other brothers say to Genesis chapter 0. Amen. So we have to go back, brothers, to Genesis chapter 0. Before God was God. Amen. There was a time when God was not God. There was a time when he was just alone, when he was the self-existing one. Brother Branham says he was Elohim. Amen. The self-existing one. If you want to understand it better, it's like you are looking at a young man. If you look at a young man, if you look at a bachelor, that man has potential. Amen. That man
his potential. He is the potential father. He is the potential grandfather. But the potentials have not yet been demonstrated. So it takes the effect of time. It takes the effect of time for the potentials to be manifested. So what did God do? At one time he was alone. He was staying alone. But he had potential. Amen. Being a man with potential. He was a healer. There was no sick person. Amen, amen, amen. He was a savior. No one was lost. So I've got good news for you. Before you become sick, before there was sickness, God had already provided your healing. Amen, amen, amen. Before you lagged.
Washaya.
He was Jehovah Jireh already. So what did God do? He provided solutions. In the message, deep connect unto the deep. Brother Branham says, God made the water first before he made the fish to make sure the fish would swim in the water. So what am I saying, my brother? Before we got in this situation, before we got in this condition, God has already prepared us for the condition that we are tonight. So don't you worry, church. God has prepared us because God, for his children, he prepares special circumstances. Amen. He prepares special circumstances. When Jonah was in a condition, the Bible says God prepared a fish. Amen. You can go fishing. You will not catch that fish. Because that fish was a special fish prepared for Jonah. So this situation is a situation prepared for us. Amen. So don't you worry. God is in control. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Glory. No, Brother Branham says, let us go back. Before there was ever a star, before there was ever a moon, before there was anything in the world. Amen, amen, amen. Now, there was a time where there wasn't nothing here. It was just all forever and eternity. I mean, all of ever and eternity was God. Amen, amen, amen. So whatever was there, it was God. All of forever. What we call forever. What we call eternity. Brother Branham says everything was God. He was there in the beginning. So let me answer your question. Before you ask it, my brother. For there to be a beginning, there were to be something that did not have a beginning, that started the beginning. So before there was a beginning, there was this being, this eternal being. Amen. That was there. So when he started the beginning, but he was before the beginning. So he started the beginning. So when he started the beginning, he goes through whatever is there, and he drags there at the end. That is why he is the Alpha and he is the Omega. Because he is in there, he is from the beginning. He goes into time, plumb back into eternity. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh my, oh my, oh my. Glory. Amen, amen. Now, let me, before we go any further, go back there. Genesis 1:26. I'll pick it up on Wednesday. God made man. But before he made man, he called himself El Ela Elohim. Which means in Hebrew, the self-existence. All by himself. Nothing existed before him. He was all the existence. There was self-existence one, which means the all-sufficient, all-powerful, almighty, self-existence one. But in Genesis 2, he made a man. He says, I am J, I am Yahoo. Amen. J-U-V-U-H. Amen. Or J-V-H-U. which is Jehovah.
And not Jehovah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now Shona is problematic there.
Shona in it, but
what did it mean?
Because not really.
All right. I am all existence one. Who was created something off of myself. No, Brother Branham says, the first thing that God did, he was that fountain of spirit. That covered all space, time, and eternity. That Brother Branham says, he gave birth to himself. Amen, amen, amen. He gave birth to himself. Amen, amen. All right, I'm trying to look at somewhere where Brother Abraham says. Now notice, then after a while, I see a little sacred light begin to form. A little halo or something. You could see it by the spiritual eyes. So tonight you can't see it by the natural eye. You have to see it by the spiritual eye. Now look, while we are looking, the whole church now, we are standing on a big banister, watching what God is doing. Well, write down to this question here. Now this was a question that was asked. You go and read questions and answers on Genesis. No one has seen God. And the next thing we begin to see, by eyes of the supernatural, a white light forming out there. What is that? That was called by Bible readers the Logos.
Logos.
The anointed. The anointing.
Chizoro.
In simple terms. If you want to simplify it, it was called the pillar of fire. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. That was their logos. Which God himself was now getting into a body that cannot be seen by the spiritual eyes. Now, Brother Branham says, after creating that, when he birthed himself, he created angels. Amen. When he created angels, they started worshiping. Him. Amen, amen, amen. That is why in heaven it's not prayer. In heaven it's worship. Here we pray because we have requests. We pray, Almighty God, can I have rent? Almighty God, can I have school fees? But in heaven, when you get there, no more requests for school fees. So in heaven, it's worship. It's not prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. So we are going back. Amen, amen, amen. Well, as Christians, as believers, what are we longing for? We are longing to go to that realm. That realm of angels. Amen, amen, amen. Maybe I'm too fast. Let me be a bit slow. Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Because I want to get somewhere. We have to get somewhere. Because the Bible says we are gods. But being gods, it then gives a contrast. To say you shall die. Amen. So we want to look at how did that happen? What happened there? Amen, amen, amen. All right. So, no. Brother Branham says, amen, amen. I see it began to form, to develop into something, so that human beings could have some type of an idea of what it was. Amen, amen, amen. And Brother Branham says, now, when he created angels, then he starts now this creation now. Now, Brother Branham says, the first thing that God created, it was the light. But how did he create the light? Amen, amen, amen. How was the light created? Now, we do not get this explanation anywhere. It takes a prophet to then explain to us how the light was created. He did when he did, an atom bursted, and the sun came into existence. Now, you must understand this. God is a believer. He believes his own words. When he speaks something, he himself does not doubt it. When God speaks something, he believes his own words. So who are you not to believe what God has said when he himself believes what he has spoken? Amen. Let me go further. Brother Branham believed in what he said. That is why after service he said, bring the tapes. I want to listen to it. He believed what he said. So my brother, my sister, who are you not to believe what the prophet said? Because he himself believed what he said. Then he said, if you have got any problem, go back to the tapes. He says, I was reading somewhere yesterday where Brother Branham says, I hear people say, I said this and I said that about the serpent seed. I go back to the tape and listen to it and see I did not say that. What was this? He believed what he said because it was not him. It was God speaking through him. Amen. Glory. Amen, amen. So when God spoke and said, let there be light, brother, when God speaks, I don't care how many years it takes or how many millions of years it will take, but when God speaks, it has got to materialize because God has spoken. Now, Brother Branham says, the rapture has been spoken. It shall be. So because it has been spoken, you don't have to worry, my brother. One of these fine mornings, we shall go in the rapture. It has been spoken. God has spoken. Because when God speaks, he respects his own way. Amen, amen, amen. Now, Brother Branham says, a man is as good as his words. Amen, amen. A man is as good as his.
Amen.
So if you are a Christian and you say, brother, can you owe me $10? I'll give you next week. Then you must come back next week. Because you are as good as your words. Amen. Somebody with greatest.
Amen.
You must be as good as your words. Because that is what a Christian is. When God spoke, he said, behold, a virgin shall conceive. Brother, it doesn't matter, 720 years later. 720 years later. Mary conceived. Because God has spoken. Amen, amen, amen. Let me, God spoke to Moses. God spoke to Abraham. Genesis chapter 15. He says, your children shall be in a land, a strange land, for 400 years. We don't know how many years it took. But after some years, God's children were in Egypt. Because when God speaks, it has to happen. He spoke in Malachi chapter 4. Behold, I'll send you Elijah. And we thank God, Elijah has come. Because when God speaks, he honors his words. Amen. Amen, amen. All right. Oh. Brother Bram says, an atom bursted. And the sun came into existence. And she wowed for hundreds of millions of years, forming clinkers, burning, and forming like it is today. He's still burning and breaking atoms. So out of this big atom, something started happening. Something started happening. There were very big parts which were coming out of these parts. So the big parts. Now remember, I left a quote somewhere hanging. Brother Abraham says, this Logos, he says, is the Son of God, which was like a son. running before the Father. And this Father, and then he began the creation. So when he says, "There, there be light," then this board is there. Out of it, started forming clinkers. And these clinkers were going far and wide. Now I want you to look. Now from this main clinker, here comes the first clinker, it goes out. And when it goes out, it falls for millions and millions of years. And after millions of years, the logo says stop. And it was very far from the sun. And it's full of gold. Maybe it's called Pluto. Amen, amen, amen. Here comes another piece. It's a lazy piece. As soon as it gets out of the sun, it then stands very close to the sun. It's very hot. Nothing is there. It's called Mercury. Hallelujah. Then there is another piece. And this other piece, it's going from the sun. It goes from the sun. And then the Logos is looking at that piece. And he loves that piece. It goes very far from the sun. Why was this priest loved? It was nothing but predestination. It was nothing but the love of God. It was God who loved that piece. So this piece of the dust has to believe in something called grace. Because if it doesn't believe in grace, it did nothing for it to be loved. God could have loved Pluto. God could love Jupiter. But he looked at this earth. Now when you are talking about the earth, you must remember, this is not a geography lesson. No. We are in church, my brother. This is not a geography lesson. We are not the geography teachers here. We are preachers of the gospel. So because we are preachers of the gospel, what you are talking is not a geography. We are looking at you at this piece. This piece is called you. Amen. Because you are 16 elements. You have got potash in you.
Now
this piece, Brother Branham says, it was very far from the sun. But God saw of the world. God so loved the world. He started, it was now full of ice. Now being full of ice, he started bringing it closer. And it got closer. He started feeling the heat. My brother, don't stay far from church. Come closer. Come closer, my brother. You will feel the heat. You will feel the anointing. You will feel the power of God. Don't stay very far. Stay closer, my brother. Come closer, my brother. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
I always argue with the brothers. He comes to church, he's the first one. He sits in an obscene corner where no one sees.
Yeah, tanga kushika. Ano gara ku seri seri.
Why?
Say.
I don't understand this. Up to now, I don't understand it. Maybe one of these days I will understand it. Because some have got a hiding spirit. They don't want to be seen. I can see he's saying amen. But that one, I don't know. Amen. Maybe he's doing WhatsApp. Who knows? Amen, amen, amen. May God help us, brothers. May God help us, sisters. You need to stay closer to the anointing. Stay closer to the
anointing.
Stay closer to the fire. So God brings this piece closer. Amen, amen, amen. As he was bringing it closer, Brother Branham says, I can see the big glaciers. I can see these big glaciers. They start moving. And as they start moving, they start forming mountains and valleys. They start forming Puru Mountain. They start forming Nyangani Mountain. They start forming Mount Everest. Because your life is not going to be straight. It's undulating. It's up and down. It's up and down. Church. Our life as a church. It's up and down. It's up and down. So don't you worry. We are down this time. We shall go up and again. Because God has predestinated that everything is up and down. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because you are just. Because you are like that piece. You are not a straight person. You also have undulations. You have got a mountain on your forehead. And the valley in the ice. And then the mountain goes in the nose. And the cave in the mouth. Because you are undulating. You are like the earth you stay in. That is why when you walk, no matter how straight you want, your steps, they are bending somehow. Why? God has made in such a way that your life, there are good things that are not good and some that are good. That is why you have two hands. You have got two hands. You have got the right hand. So this is the correct hand. You have got the right hand, which is the correct hand. But you have got another hand, that's left. So it's the left hand. So your life has got another part of life, which is the right kind of life that we all like. We live that kind of life. But it still has got another life. That is left. Amen. And it's part of your life, whether you like it or not. Amen. Amen, amen. All right. Amen, amen. So it's brought closer. And when it's brought closer, amen, amen, amen. As that ice was melting, when it melted, then we get to Genesis chapter
1.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and full of water.
Amen.
That is why, my brother, before you came into this earth, you were also full of water. You were flooded in your mother's womb. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. That is why when you come to church, the first thing we do on you is baptism. Amen. Because you cannot be born again without you putting you in water. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So these things work inside. Brother Branham says, God, the way he redeems the earth. The way God redeems the earth is the way God redeems the individual. And is the way the natural birth is. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. So because the earth, you know, I like the brother when he said I'm a missionary. I said, I have something we've liking.
Amen.
I like going out there and preaching to new people. Amen, amen, amen. Now, because the earth was compassed about with water. That is why when you come to
church,
we don't sprinkle you. We don't make you pass under a flag. We make sure you go under it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because that is what it is. Amen, amen, amen. Now, when God looked at that, obviously, no, I'm skipping a lot of things. Amen, amen, amen. So because of that, now the earth was now in darkness. Now it's in darkness now. Now God looked at it. Now, when you think of darkness, the Bible says you were not in darkness. No, no, no. The Bible in Ephesians says, when you were sometimes darkness, so you were darkness yourself. So when you came yourself, it was darkness coming to church. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. But we thank God, when darkness is there, God commands, let there be light.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So when you come to church tonight, we don't have anything to say to you. Let there be light, my brother. Because God hates darkness. And there's one thing about light. Did you know one thing about light? The light does not change you. No. Everyone is quiet now.
No.
The light shows you what you are. Amen. Then you have got to do something about your condition. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. When it's darkness, all the rats are happy. All the cockroaches are happy. All the mosquitoes are happy. And all those other animals are happy. But as soon as you switch on the light, you just see the tail of the rat. Amen, amen, amen. So let me tell you something, my brother. When you come into the light, when you come to church before, the last is happy. Last is happy.
Ruchila,
Makua is happy. Lying is happy. But let me tell you something. There's a man here who can turn on the light. And Brother Branham then says, turn on the light. When you turn on the light, all those conditions, they flee from you. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, but there's one characteristic about God. God is a separate. God is a separate. He separated light from darkness. Yes. You saw that light and darkness cannot be together. No, it can't be together. It can't stay together. So when he looked at it, he put light on its side and darkness on its corner. And then he says, this is darkness. And it's called night. No activity. When it's evening, go to sleep. But when the light comes, it's activity now. Why is it God separates? You know, God separates. You know what, church? God doesn't want the church to mingle with the things of the world. No. He is holy. He separates his children for them to become holy. Amen. Amen. Then God, when God looked at this, when light and darkness were separated, he says, that is good, but it's not over now. Then he goes to the next stage. The water was all over. Then he separated the waters from the waters. Amen. No, there was water in heaven and water on earth. And there was a firmament in between. And when God saw it, he says, that's good. Amen, amen, amen. Now remember, God has got a destiny, but he is still working on you. Amen, amen, amen. We don't expect a brother to come today and tomorrow he knows everything. There's nothing like that. He might come today and the next morning he's still doing things of the world. But probably God worked on another angle. He just worked on the darkness angle. But the waters are still there. Amen. But don't you worry. Keep coming, my brother. He is still working on you. Keep coming, church. He is still working on you. You know when Naaman, there was this maid, an Israeli maid in Syria. And she did not lose her religion because of the geographic position. No. She still remained a Christian. And she discerned the condition in the house. And so that this condition is not nice. Because the father of the house, Naaman, was full of lepros. Because he was full of lepros. Then she, because she believed the message, the message of Elijah, she started testifying to her boss about what the message of Elijah does. Later on, church, cancer has been healed. And HIV has been healed. TB has been healed. So if this Lord of ours, can I share with
you?
If he goes to Israel, I believe he'll be healed. Now, remember, there was a war between Syria and Israel. And Naaman was the general there. And being a general, and you have to go to another country, you need diplomatic clearance. And besides the diplomatic clearance, you don't know how the other people, the other nation is going to see it. So he had his diplomatic clearance. We heard there is a healing campaign. There is a revival in the bright. Then he comes from Syria there.
Oh, Bagu Syria.
But you know the problem that happened. He took his problem to the wrong person. Amen. You understand what I said? He took his problem to the wrong person. He needed a prophet. He went to a king. So this issue had gone to the wrong person. It was supposed to be taken to the prophet. So when the king saw it, he started thinking about politics.
No,
you have come to provoke us here. But there was a prophet in Israel. He sent Gehazi straight away.
He
says, bring him here. We bring him here. And when he said, bring him here, he was expecting that the people are going to wake him the way they do it in Madzibaba. They'll do some tricks and crash him and do something. But brother, in the message, we don't do that. We just speak the words. And when we speak the words, we go forward. He was expecting some gymnastics. He was expecting some spiritual school, but there was no spiritual school there. There was just the word. Brother, we don't do another thing. We just give people the word. And when we give them the word, at the end of it, brother, if you believe tonight, God will work on you. But if you don't believe tonight, you die in your sins. We don't have anything that we do. We are not going to spin for you. We are not going to do any schooners for you or spiritual headers. No. Oh, we will give the word. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. We will not do anything. But he was used to going to these spiritual churches. He needed anointing oil and anointing water and the spiritual bangles. There is nothing like that in the scripture. Where did you find spiritual bangles? Amen, amen, amen. It's just money making schemes. It's Balaam again.
Balaam
who started on his trail. Amen, amen. Somebody say amen somewhere. Amen, amen, amen. So when he got to Elijah, or when he got to Elisha, amen, he did not even come out of the house. He said, just tell him to go and wash in the river Jordan. Not one time, not two times, seven times. It is going to take seven churches for the perfection of the church. So go and tell him to go and wash seven times. And you see, because he was used to another system, he started then complaining. No, it's in the better rivers. In Syria. We have got Abana and Farpa.
There
are better rivers. But those better rivers did nothing to you. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. So your better solutions did nothing to you. Amen. So throw them away and wait on God. Amen. Because God is the one in control. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. So he was there. Amen. Says, but that's one good also. One good thing. You must have good friends. Very good friends. Who will give you good advice. Because if you don't have good friends, my friend, you will be in trouble.
So
one of the servants, he just like made a suggestion. But if he had told you to buy spiritual bangles and have spiritual bottles and spiritual water and stones and white clothes
plus
a beard, where are you going to do it? Says, I was going to do it. So says, what more just going into the river?
Dip in your soup.
So just go and dip your soup. Let's see, let's try it. And see whether it works. So brothers, don't be afraid. Pray for the sick. Try it and see if it works. Because we have to exercise.
No,
when you are exercising, it doesn't mean the first time you were able to do it. But you might fail the first time. You might fail the second time. So my brother, my sister, don't be afraid, my brother. Just exercise spiritually. If you're afraid of praying for cancer, then pray for flu. Then if flu goes, then pray for cough. And if cough goes, then say, can I have TB, brother? Can I have TB, brother? Because it's working.
No, it's Abushan.
Because it's working.
Abushan.
You don't have to be afraid. No, 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 brother. You have to stand by it. You have to believe it, brother. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So after going through processes, seven times, my brother, so it was not once, it was not twice. You have to continue coming. Every service. It's like food. It's like food. When you eat, you don't see what the vitamins are going to do in your body. But they are doing something. Whilst you are seated there, that big amen you are doing. That big amen you are doing.
Amen. Hombe ya
Father is actually working on you now. But you are not seeing anything
happening.
Hallelujah. That young man. after a week or so, you take that child to the clinic. When she was born, she was 2.9 kgs. After 2 weeks, it's now 3.5. You are not seeing anything happen, but something is happening. So let me tell you, my brother, you might not feel anything. You might not feel any electricity. It doesn't matter. Something is happening, brother. God is working on you. He's doing something in your life. Just keep coming, brother. Just keep coming, brother. God is doing something for you. Because he is God. Amen, amen, amen. He don't have to tell you. Today I've been working on your life. No. He just works on it. And you work on it. The next time you go on the computer, you no longer want those sites. That is God has worked on you. Amen. And you are not seeing it. So, brother, when you go and God is working, sometimes he doesn't even tell you that he's doing something. But he is doing something, brother. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Oh, glory. Amen. All right. I have to map out my way out somewhere and find somewhere to close. Amen. Amen. So this young lady testify to the boss.
Don't put it up, boss.
And that testimony caused a revival. Because Brother Branham, because the Bible says, after the seventh time,
Naaman
had the skin of a baby.
Glory.
So Naaman was raptured. Amen. He was changed. He was translated. The same experience that happened to Sarah and to Abraham happened to Naaman. So when Naaman went to Okemat, when he goes into Okemat, and he wanted to buy Vaseline, Naaman was on Johnson baby. Was on Johnson baby section.
Johnson baby section.
Because God had worked on him. So if God works on you, your preferences change. Even the things you do change. Because God has done something. Because God has worked. Glory. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. So God is a separator. He separates. He separates the church from the things of the world. He separates us from the music of the world. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. I always tell the song leaders, take care what you sing for us. Amen. Take care what you sing for us. Because you peradventure. You might go to the world and you go into the recycle bin and drop those songs that we deleted and you bring them back again. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. So I always tell this bench, because when Brother Branham, I'm forgetting the name of it. He went and prayed for this girl. She was TB 9 years and 6 months. I know somebody who just called the name from. George Carter. When he prayed for George Carter. Amen. After 9 years and 6 months on the bed. She wakes up for the first time. And she remembered I used to play the piano in church. Then she would go straight to the piano. She starts playing down at the cross. Where my Savior died. Down where for cleansing from sin. There to my heart was the bride. Glory to his name. She gets off excited. She leaves the piano. She goes to bless the flowers. Brother Branham says, the piano continued to play. And he says, the angel of the Lord continued to play the piano. So if you sing a song, make sure when you finish, the angel of the Lord can also continue. Because if he can't continue, then we have doubt in that song. Amen. Amen. All right. Amen, amen. God is a separator. Young man, separate yourself from the girls of the world. Separate yourself from the boys of the world. No. We have enough boys here. We have got more than enough. We have got more than enough. Amen. So leave them alone. Amen. Because God is a separator. Amen. So he was separating everything. So he separated the waters from the waters. Amen. Amen. So when he was separating the waters, he might have taken the water into another corner. When he put it in another corner, it became the Mediterranean. He took the other body of water. He put it in another corner. It became the Pacific. But it's all water. But it has different names. It has different characteristics. Where the Pacific and the Atlantic meet, they don't mix. But it's all water. Amen. But God had a determination. He wanted to bring something out. Remember, God has to bring forth God. Then inside the earth, when the earth now was now bare, God looked at it. He was not happy with an earth without fruits. Amen. Because inside of the earth, there were bananas. Inside of the earth, there were potatoes. Inside of the earth, there were peaches. And God knew. Partners love speeches. Amen.
Partners are not my peaches.
Amen. And someone else loves apples. The other one loves peaches. Loves soup. Amen. So what was happening now? The peaches. Is for another one's edification. The banana is for another one's edification. So what are we in church? We are for the edification of one another. Hallelujah. You are not there for yourself. You are there for me. And I'm there for you. So we are one great big loving body. Amen. Because we are for the edification of one another. Amen. So when you come to sing a special, it's not for you to see you. It's not a fashion show. It's for the edification of the church. If you come to preach here, it's not for you to prove a point that I can thunder with a voice. No. It's for the edification. Hallelujah. So whatever you are doing, my brother, it must be for the edification of the body of Jesus Christ. Because if it's not for edification, then we don't need it, brother. Because everything that you do, amen. So God says, let the earth bring forth. So inside the earth, the bananas were there already. There is no scripture that God was going about with a hoe. Now bananas. Now apple. Now peaches. No. It was in there already. So when you were born, by predestination, you are what you are by predestination. Amen. We don't make you a preacher. Can you make me a preacher, brother partner? No, we don't make you a preacher. God makes you a preacher.
Amen.
We don't make you a singer. God makes you a singer. But the Bible says, actually gifts and callings are without repentance. I always tell people, these politicians, they are very good evangelists. Amen. What we fail to do in years as preachers, they do it in 5 minutes.
Amen.
You see everyone coming to hear them speak. Everyone. But we go and put a tent and do what? And they are not coming. Amen. They are gifted already. If those worldly singers come to church, brother, they will sing. Amen. You know what these other churches are doing now? They will invite Jah praiser to church. Jah praiser to church.
We are Jah praiser.
Then he changes Mdara Chawya.
Oh, Bashandura, the father is coming.
mudhara wacho anobva achinjobva aita Jesu manje.
That will come like Jesus.
Amen, amen, amen. And then people they get in the spirit.
Vanhu vodopinda mumweya nazvo.
No, brother, that's wrong. That man needs to sit down and he repents and he shave his head. That's the first point of God. We have to shave that rasta. We don't need that rasta in his head. No, 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 brother. Amen. So what is it? But they are gifted. So what am I saying, brother? What am I saying, sister? You. Amen. God has made you.
Mwari
akakuita. He has already made you what you are.
Akada kuita zvauri.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Now, let me go somewhere now. Amen. So when God did that, he looked now at the sea.
Akatarisa.
And everything that he had made.
Zvezvanga
akati. He was saying, this is good.
Zvakanaka.
This is good.
Zvakanaka.
This is good.
Zvakanaka.
Then he says, let the fishes of the air, fishes of the sea, and the birds of the air. And everything was there. It was from nothing. That is what the Bible says. These things that we see, they were created by the invisible things.
Amen.
Out of nowhere. Out of nowhere. Here comes the great whale. The great whale. Here comes the great shark. Here comes the great brim. From nowhere. And then here comes crocodile. Amen. Okay. Ah, all right. In our country, some things mean other things. So sometimes you have to be careful with what you are talking. Amen, amen, amen. You know, preachers just have to be very careful with words. Sometimes you just don't have to say anything.
Amen.
Let people label you otherwise.
Amen,
amen, amen. It's better to give American examples and Botswana examples and leave Zimbabwe examples alone.
Amen.
Otherwise, people will then classify you. Amen. Depending on which cabal you are. Amen. Then you become one of the cabals. Amen. 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 So God. Amen. Amen. Then they are there now. He says it is good. But now he speaks for the cattle and all the other animals. Then after that now, there is Genesis 1:26. Because he had done everything. He had created the elephants. He had created the lions. He had created the hornets. He had created everything. Then, but there was nothing that looked like him. There was nothing that resembled him. There was nothing. Amen, amen, amen. Glory. Amen, amen. Remember, one of the reasons why you get married is to reproduce yourself. Amen. Is to reproduce yourself. Amen. He wants something that looks like you. That runs like you. That is energetic like you. And when it's doing things, you look at it. That's me. Amen. Glory. Amen, amen, amen. So because now God was doing something special now. He says, let us make man in our own image, after our own likeness. Amen, amen, amen. Now Brother Branham says, what kind of man was that? What kind of man was that? Now Brother Branham goes to John chapter 4. He says, God created man. In John 4, the Bible says God is a spirit. And they that worship him, they worship him in truth and in spirit. So this kind of man that was created in Genesis chapter 1:26, he was not a physical man. He was not a natural man. He was a spirit man. Because God is a spirit. Now let us hear what Brother Branham says. Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen, amen. All right. Okay, I'm just trying to see. I'm just trying to get a quote here. You know, sometimes you put them in a certain order. And when you start preaching, you skip others, and and when you skip others, you don't know which court to take now. So you've got to look back and see. Amen, amen. All right. Now, Brother Branham says, now, God created man in his own image, after his own likeness. Now, you know what an image is? You can take it if you want to take it in this day. If you've got a photo, amen, I've got a photo of the pastor here. Amen. This is the exact image of him. Amen. So if he comes here, he cannot deny this image. This is the exact image. So the image and the person should look exactly the same. Amen, amen, amen. The image and the person. When Brother Branham comes today, and he looks at that picture, that picture and him has to be exactly the same. So the image and the person has to be exactly the same. So if God is forming an image of himself, if God is making an image of himself, he has to make something exactly like himself. That when he looks at it, it's like him. Amen. It behaves like him. It does everything like him. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Oh my, he created in his own likeness. What kind of a man did he create? He created a spirit man. Amen. After he had made all the creation, he created a spirit man. So this spirit man, Genesis says he was male and female. Created he them. So this spirit man was a dual man. In him was the nature to be mother. And in him was the nature to be father. Amen. So both male and female, he called them Adam.
Amen.
So before you became Eve, before women became what they are, they were Adam first.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Their name was called Adam. In spirit, they were called Adam. Amen. Hallelujah. So he was a spirit man.
My
Brother Branham says, when they came into this physical body, he separated the natures. That is why it's unnatural for a woman to want to cut her hair. No. Because it's unnatural.
I mean,
it's not in her nature. But these days, brother, you will see them in the gym. With muscles. And they told the husband, keep quiet. Go to any police station you want. The statistics of men being beaten by women is going up every month. In the first days, they were ashamed to go to the police. They were just being beaten in the house. Sorry. Then they are beaten again. Until the children, hey, that is in trouble. No, it's a shame when it comes to church. It's a shame when it comes to church. And we are not giving brothers licenses also to beat sisters. No, that's wrong. I always say brothers, we beat women. They are cowards. Amen. Go to other men, my brother. You come from there running. Amen. Amen.
You are a coward.
Amen, amen, amen. All right, let's leave that one. But that's unfair. Alright, so now he wants to create something like himself. And he created a spirit man. A close reading to this now. You will find he had dominion over the fishes and the cattle and everything to the man. But in his making there, he made a man in his own image to lead cattle, to lead the field, the beast of the field. Just like the Holy Spirit leads the believer today. You know, so we could just imagine. You could see the cow. I feel anointed by Adam. Because just like the Holy Spirit anoints the believer today. Adam was leading the animals in the spirit realm. But God, that was not complete. Because the animals were in the flesh. They were not seeing their God in physical realm. So Genesis 1:26. God creates. But he goes to do something in Genesis 2:7. He says there was no man to till the ground. And God formed. Amen. So when I'm looking at you, I'm looking at the man with the two parts. You have a part that was created, and you have got a part that was formed. Amen, amen, amen. Now, which part was formed? So when you were in your mother's belly, all of a sudden her diet changes. Her diet changes. In the middle of the night, she says, "I want ostrich meat." Amen. She says, "I want ostrich meat." Why does she want ostrich meat? In the middle of the night, there is something being formed in there. That was a component from ostrich meat. And he's walking in the streets. All of a sudden, he sees some soil. And he takes that soil. No, it's dead, it's dead. No, don't you worry. There is something in there that is requiring that soil. There is something being formed in there. Amen, amen. There is a formation being made. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. So, brother,
Ama,
if she wants ostrich meat, then go from butchery to butchery. I'm looking for ostrich meat. No, we have guru. No, guru. I want ostrich meat.
Amen.
Because that is what, there is a formation taking place. But brother Branham says, when a child is about to be born, look at any woman. It doesn't matter how filthy she is. There is a nice spirit around here. Why is there a nice spirit around here? There is a created spirit that is waiting to receive a body. Amen. So right in you, we have got two components. Amen, amen, amen. Now, Brother Branham says, and he formed. So, Brother Branham says, I see Adam,
Adam
like a tree,
so mut,
stay in the garden.
That
formation, it was just something with no life. Then Brother Branham says, you are like a tree. When you look at your feet, you have got 5 roots. Which wanted to go in the soil. Then God cut them. Amen. Because he wanted this tree to walk.
Amen.
And you have got 2 branches. At the end of the branches, you have got 2 branches. Then God cut them. Amen. Because the book of Psalms say, blessed is the man. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the God ungodly. He shall be as a tree. Amen. That is planted by the rivers of water. Amen, amen, amen. So that is why if you read the Bible, Brother Abraham says, if you read about the tree of life, and you read about the tree of knowing good and evil, he says it's symbolism. It represented the people. Amen. The tree of life represented Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen. And the tree of knowing good and evil, it represented the devil. Amen. So right in the garden. Amen, amen. Now, okay, I want to find somewhere to close this already. Amen. Now, when God, then Brother Branham says, when this body was standing there, lifeless, then God came in there and he breathed into it. Amen. Genesis 1:26 was then breathed into
wakafemegwa
into Genesis 2:7.
Wakafemegwa kuna Genesis 2:7.
And the Bible says,
Bible wrote,
man became a living soul.
Munhu akavagazvire moyo rinorarama.
Amen, amen, amen. Man became a living soul.
Why
did he become a living soul? That which, that's the difference now. Between a man and an animal. That brings the difference now. Now if you go into token, Brother Branham says, the life of the lamb could not come back to the worshiper. Could not come back. Because a lamb is lower life because it does not have a soul. But when Jesus Christ came,
just back
his life, the life that was in him was higher life. It was the life of God himself. And it would come back on the believer. And that's the token today. Amen. Alright. So when God breathed into it, what happened now? It was deity in flesh. It was deity in flesh. Who was Adam? He was deity in flesh. He was God. Walking on two feet. So God said now, I want to give Adam a godly assignment.
Assignment
to see if he is still God on earth. That title book of redemption.
Amen.
That title book of redemption made him to be what he is. Now, if you believe the message, then you have to be God, my brother.
Amen.
Because that title book, that book again, yes, it's been handed back to the bride. So what Adam was back there, what Adam was in those days, is what you are, my brother. Because those are the things that this message was restoring. This message is restoring us back to Pentecost only. It's going beyond Pentecost. It's going, it's restoring us back to the original Adam, to what was there, to creative power.
Hallelujah.
Then God starts bringing the animals. Starts bringing the animals. I want to see if he is still God in flesh. I want to see if he is still God in flesh. I will not tell him the names. I'll just make it like an assignment to see. Then here comes the elephant. He is the trumpet in the church. He makes the loudest noise. So we want brother trumpet also here. So when you see a brother trumpeting, do not find fault in him. He may be a brother deaf, but he is brother trumpet. So he makes a lot of noise. And he's very big too. Amen. Then, as he comes, then Adam looks at him.
Adam
says, I see you. Even the big trees,
even
they will not stand in your way.
You
just hate them like this. And you continue going. Ah, your brother, elephant. And when he says, you are elephant, then the elephant says, amen. Then God looks in his book. Says, amen. 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 Hallelujah. I can see God and the angels shaking. Hallelujah. He is the chief of the old block. He is like me. He is God on earth. Amen. He is God on earth. And here comes Brother Giraffe. He is very tall. He sees everything from afar. But he has got difficulty in drinking water. He's got very, very big difficulties. And he says, amen, amen, your brother giraffe. Then what was God doing? What was God doing? Now, the Bible says the names that Adam called them, they were the names thereof. Amen. So, what was God doing? He had to put
deity in flesh. Now we saw a man in this end time. Demonstrating the same power. Was demonstrating the same things again. What was it, brother, in the end time? It was God being demonstrated to the people again. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Because remember, the Son of Man has to be revealed to the Gentiles. So it takes the Son of Man, it takes the Son of Man to refute the Son of Man. Amen. That is why Brother Branham would do this. And he says, I see a sister there, like it was in the tent. Why was he doing that? He was demonstrating that Elohim is here again. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Glory. Alright. Amen, amen, amen. So what does this message make us, brother? Amen, amen. Alright, okay. So, but something happened now. Now remember, between the creation and Genesis chapter 1, there is a chapter in Isaiah there. There was a battle in heaven. There was this brother whose name was God Satan. He started the mischief right in church. You know, the devil is not afraid of coming to church. Because he was in heaven, actually. So he can do anything in church. Because he started right in heaven. Right before God. When God was there, then he started being devil. And he was kicked out of. Amen, amen, amen. So no, this. So when he was kicked out, maybe he went to Pluto. It was too cold. Then he went to Mercury. It was too hot. Then he be low and behold. Lo and behold, there is a garden where animals are staying. There is a garden where people are actually staying. Oh, come, boys, let us go. Amen. Then the Bible says, woe unto you, the inhabitants of the earth, for your enemy, the devil, has been thrown down to you. But let me tell you the formula. Our Father kicked him out of heaven. So when we see him, let's continue kicking him out. That's what we do. Karate and Kung Fu.
Karate and Kung Fu.
It did not start in China.
I know China.
Karate and Kung Fu. It was started by Michael. He did the first kick. And he kicked the devil out of heaven. So let's continue. Michael is on our side. Michael is on our side. Let's kick again. With the devil has no room. Ah, no, 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 no. Amen. Now remember, everything was part of the original creation. I've skipped a lot of things because of time. Everything was part of the original creation. But there was one thing that was not part of the original creation. So the devil knew. Because God then gave Adam a commandment to live by. These are two trees. You eat the tree of life and you live. You eat the tree of good and evil and you die. So, man was given free moral agency. Amen. Now, Brother Branham says, now, when you got into this body, your body is not in the image and likeness of God. That body of yours is in the image and likeness of animals. Amen. So if you look at yourself, you normally ask, if you ask a lot of Zimbabweans, you don't eat a baboon. Why don't you eat a baboon? It's like a person. He's actually seeing. They're actually seeing similarities between themselves and the baboon.
Amen.
That is why the sustenance of your body and the sustenance of the body of the baboon all comes from the same soil. You only have difference in reasoning. Only. Because if you have got maize, the baboon just go in the fields, It will just take the maize raw. It will not wait for any roasting or cooking process. It's eating like that. But if you go in the same field, you take the same maize, you take it home, you wait for an hour, and then you eat it. If you see an impala, amen. The lion will run after the impala. And you also run after the impala. When you catch the impala, you don't eat it there. You take it home. You say, Mama, things were good for me today. I brought an impala. Then Mama does her duty. She does what she is good at. She will cook the impala, brother. You hear from way off. There is something happening in the kitchen there. She's dealing with the impala. But brother lion, he catches the impala, he works on it there. That is the difference only. Amen, amen, amen. That is why there is always competition between people and the animals. In terms of what comes out of the farm, and what comes out of the soil. Why? Your bodies are made of the same sustenance. Brother Branham says, if you look at the embryo of a goat or anything and anything, and that of a human being, it's just the same thing. Maybe after some development, then you see some differences. Amen. Now Adam is in flesh now. Then here comes the devil. Now the devil goes to the weak point. Now, he doesn't approach you when you are strong. I want the church to catch this. The devil comes when you are weak. During your weak spot, that is when he attacks. When Jesus, now the Bible says after 40 days he was hungered. When he was now hungered, then the devil came after 40 days. During the 40 days he did not come. But when he was on his weak spot, then the devil comes to try his life. Amen, amen, amen. But you know, you must know your protection. During your weak spots, it is written. Amen. Church, you must know our protection. Our protection at this time, it is written. That is the protection of anyone. Amen, amen, amen. All right. So, now I want you. So, but the devil, when he went to Eve. Now, he offered exactly the same thing that Eve had. He offered exactly the same thing that Eve had. Akapa, chacho, changa inacho, Eve, changa to inacho, chacho. Do changa zinokupa. Because anger is marudara.
He was already God.
Amen. Then says, if you eat this tree, you shall know good and evil. And become like gods. But the Bible said, already said you are gods. Amen. So the devil always offers exactly what you have. But in another alternative. Amen, amen, amen. Then he says, no. Then he fell for it. Now, the Bible says, now, Eve was deceived. Now, the reason why the Bible says Eve was deceived. When Eve did it, she was 100% convinced she is right.
But
when she came to Adam,
Adam
knew
Adam,
this is trouble.
Adam,
but the only way to save this person, the only way to save this person is for me to get in sin with
him.
By the time God came at 4 o'clock, or at 5 o'clock towards sunset, they were already in sin.
No,
but God, when he looked at that, he had in his mind a restoration of the same power that Adam had. That is why the Bible says Adam was the first Adam.
Adam.
But Jesus Christ
just
became the second Adam.
Adam.
Why did he become the second Adam? To pick what that which the first Adam lost. What was it
Adam.
Now? To restore deity unto men. Amen. So when you receive the Holy Ghost, Brother Branham says, when you speak, it's like deity speaking. Why does it become like deity speaking? You have become God again. That is why you can look at the disease and say, cancer come out. Why do you say cancer come out? It's God in flesh again.
No,
but there was no full restoration during all the ages. Amen, amen, amen. Moses had it in parts. Joshua had it in parts.
Because Joshua had it in parts.
God would open for him. Then you say, stand still. Amen, amen, amen. And the sun would stand still. Then it ended there.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Then Moses had it in parts. He gets to the Red Sea. He points at it. It opens. The children cross. Then it ends there. What was happening? But God was waiting for the perfection. But there would be no perfection without the restoration of the original book. That was that Adam had in the beginning. Because Adam had the old title deed to the inheritance. That is why Paul says, with them without us, they cannot be made perfect. Why can they not be made perfect? Paul did not have the book. Amen, amen. Paul did not have the book. He was waiting for William Branham to come. Luther did not have the book. He was waiting for William Branham to come. Wesley did not have the book. He was waiting for William Branham to come. But it went in
February
1963. There was a cloud of angels that descended on Mount Sinai. There was a cloud of angels. What was it now? And the cloud of angels. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud. And a rainbow was upon his head. But when it was there, there was an earthly angel to receive the book. Because this book belongs to you and me. This book belongs to you and me. So tonight, there is a declaration. This book is no longer in heaven. This book is no longer with God. This book is with you now. So because this book is with you now, then God says, I have said, you are God. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God.